Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Tesvav, or tomorrow's daf, but we're doing it today. We are holding at Yud Daled and Beis. We are at the Gemara right after the Mishnah on daf Yud Daled and Beis. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Aliyah Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom, the Nesham Shav and Aliyah, and we thank him for continuously sponsoring the daf Yomi Shir. So what we're going to talk about today is we learned the Mishnah yesterday, about selling a Behema Daka and a Behema Gasa. So we said behemadaka is totally on minhag, whether you're allowed to sell it to an ovid chavim. A behemagasa, you're not allowed to sell to an ovid chavim. But there were some machlokos in the details. What about a shavur if the behema is not physically in one piece? What about a behema what about a sus that's never really used for work? It's only really used for riding. So those were individual machlokos tanaim that we learned yesterday. So today we're going to talk about a stira, whether the chashash revia is a matter of minog or halacha, meaning the chashash novik chavim is going to be roveya the behema, that it's going to be a violation of bestiality, rachmana litzlan. Is that subject to minog or to halacha? And the Gemara is going to give two answers to that stira. Then the Gemara is going to have two different suggestions for the reason that you can't sell a behema gasa to a nachri, meaning what exactly is the concern of selling a behema gasa to a nachri? It's not a chashash revia by a behema gasa. So what exactly is the issue? And then the Gemara is going to bring two rayas that schirus lo kanya, that when you rent something, you do not become the official owner of that thing for the duration of the rental. The Gemara is then going to tell us two stories where different Amoraim sold the behema gasa, and we'll try to justify that behavior. After all, it's a beferish mishnah. They're not allowed to sell the behema gasa. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about when you can assume that an item you sold won't be used for an iser, meaning can you assume that the person is buying it for innocent reasons? The Gemara is going to challenge Rabbah for selling a behema gasa to a Jew who sells to Ovdei Kochavim, where it's one step removed, but you know where it's heading. You know that he might sell it to Ovdei Kochavim. Now the Gemara is then going to discuss at the end of the daf selling weapons to Jewish bandits, people who commit crimes with those weapons. Are you allowed to sell weapons to such people? So let's begin again. We're at the Gemara right after the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Daled Amud Beis. So we had said in the Mishnah that if you're in a place where the minig is to sell a behema daka to Ovdei Kochavim, so good, sell it. If it's a minig not to sell it, then don't sell it. So frak the Gemara astira from another Mishnah. Lememer di isur leka. You mean to tell me that meikar adin, there's no isur to sell a behema daka to an Ovdei Kochavim? It's all a matter of minhaguhu di ika. It's all a matter of minag. Hecha dina yigas isur nohu. And therefore each place can have its own minug, and there might be places that have a minug to be matir to sell a behema daka or a minhi. But I'll ask you a stira. We have a mishnah that we'll learn in about a week's time that ain mamidin behema b'dekadoshal of the chavim mibnei shechshudin ala revia, that you're not allowed to give your behema to a dog sitting service, you know, like someone who's going to watch over your animal, if that service is owned by an ovid chavim, because they're chashad on revia, and bnei noach are mitzuva in our rayos. Included in that is that they're not allowed to engage in bestiality. So by you putting your behema there, you're violating the fnei there. You're giving them the wherewithal, the means with which to commit this unspeakable avera. So from the fact that the Mishnah doesn't say, well, it depends if the minhag of the makom is to yes, the minhag of the makom is to no, it doesn't say anything like that. So it sounds like this is an iser meikar adin, that it's not a place of, it's not a matter of makom shenagu one way or the other. So answers the Gemara. Answer number one: Amar Rav. Really, the Mishnah that we're going to learn in a week's time about giving it in your animal to a punduk is it is tali and minhag. Makom shehitiru limkar. It's a place where the minhag was to allow selling a behema daka, and that because they were not choshish or revia, hitiru liyachid. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. That if it happens to be a place where the minhag was that you're allowed to sell it because the local of the Kochavim were not so degenerate that they would be nechshad for committing bestiality, so then you're allowed to be miyachid with them, your animal. Mokum sha'asul yachid, but if there's a place where you're not allowed to be miyachid, meaning the place that the Mishnah later on is going to speak of where mi'ikr adin, since it's chashad on a revia, so asulimkar, then such a place you're not allowed to sell either. You're not allowed to sell a behema daka either. So the two issues are totally dependent upon one another, and it is dependent on minhag. But where whatever the minhag is, it has to be consistent in both giving your animal for him to watch as well as selling him an animal. That's answer number one. Answer number two, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says the way to answer the stira is really it's always usher to give your animal for him to watch, for the Ovid Chavim to watch, and that's why the Mishnah in an unqualified way says on Daf Chav Beis that you're not allowed to give your animal for him to watch. So, but af b'makom sha'asu liyached mutulimkar. But even though you're not allowed to be miyached your animal to give it to him to watch, you are allowed to sell it. Now, why would that be the case? I would think if you're selling it to him, he'll have even more access, longer term access, more ownership of the animal. Isn't that more of isn't that a greater concern that he'll commit bestiality? So says Gemara, my taima, what's the reason why we're going to be more makel to sell than we will to let him watch your animal, let him dog sit for you? Because of chavim chasal behemto shlo teaker. Once it's his animal, he doesn't want to ruin the animal and damage the animal. And he knows that it could be physically damaging to the animal to the point that it's going to ruin the animal's reproductive organs, that the animal will not be able to yield offspring. And that's why people had animals to work and to provide meat and milk and things like that. It's not like nowadays where people have animals just as pets. That wasn't such a thing. They had animals because they needed it to yield a larger flock, and it would, and that was a great sign of wealth, and it's what meant wealth. So people wouldn't risk the viability or the possibility of that animal having offspring in order to satisfy this urge for a via. Now, the Rashba points out that explains why you're allowed to sell a nekeva to the Ovid Chavim. What about a zachar? So he says, because even a zachar is damaged, the Rashba writes, it may not be damaged in the same way that it's going to ruin its reproductive ability, but it's also going to be damaging to the animal. The animal's going to be all out of sorts, and its meat is going to become shvach. It's not going to be as valuable an animal, and one would not take that risk with an animal that they own. V'yaf Rav Hadarbe, and even Rav, who said that giving an animal for him to watch is also talion minhag, meaning Rav, who gave the first answer of the Gemara, he also Hadarbe, he changed his mind. Because Damar Rav Techlifa, Amar Rav Shila Baravimi, Mishmei De Rav, because Rav is quoted in explaining the Braisa that says that you're allowed to buy a behema from a guy for the use of karbanos, and we're not worried about that maybe the behema was nirva, because of chavim chasal behem toshlo teaker, because you don't have to worry that when you buy a behema from Ovid Chavim that he was roveya the behema, because he was the owner, and if he was the owner he never would have been roveya that behema. I don't know if you need like a Carfax report, meaning maybe he had access to it before he was the owner, maybe someone else, I don't know, but as long as far as you know he was the owner, so you don't have to assume that he's the one that he would have committed bestiality with it. So the Gemara again, in short, asks that it seems like a stira between our Mishnah, which makes the matter of selling a behemah daka a matter of minhag, and the Mishnah Daf Chav Beis, which sounds like to give him to watch a behemah daka is a din, that it's aser. So we have two ways of being miyashiv. Rav had suggested that it's only a din where the minhag is to aser, and where the minhag is not to aser, it wouldn't be a din either, it would be mutter. And Rav Lazar had said that no, when it's his animal, you don't have to be choshesh, but when it's your animal, then you do have to be choshesh, and even Rav agreed with that second answer in the end of the day. So then the Mishnah said, that wherever you are, you're not allowed to sell a behemah gasa to an Ovid Chavim. So my time, what's the reason for the Isser to sell a behemah gasa? Not a reasonable chshash of bestiality on a behemah gasa. You would die. It would crush you, right? So what exactly is the concern? So says the Gemara, granted, we don't have to be choshesh for Via, but mavid be malacha chashinan. We do have to be choshesh. The guy's going to do malacha Shabbos with this animal, and that's going to be a violation of the isser of shvisas behema. The pasuk says in the Torah, lo sasa kol malacha ato vilchuita v'shorcha v'chamracha v'chol behemtecha, and that's an isser called shvisas behema. From Rashi, it sounds like it's an isser lav, that it's a lo sasa kol malacha, and who's not allowed to do malacha ato bincha bitcha and behemtecha. hemtecha, that even the behema is included in the lav. Tosfos and Shabbos Taf Nunalv and Beis, and the Rambam in the second paragraph of Shabbos say, no, wrong pasuk. The pasuk is leman yanuach shorcha v'chamorcha. Now, leman yanuach is an asei. That makes shvisas behema an isra asei. So this is what we alluded to yesterday. Regardless of whether it's a lav or an asei, it's not a malacha, right? It's not one of the lamentas malachos of Shabbos to have your behema do malacha on Shabbos, but it is an iser. It's either a regular los asei or it's a bittel of an asei. So the reason you're not allowed to sell a behema gasa to novi chavim is because he's going to work with it on Shabbos, and that's going to be a violation of shvisas behema. So says Gemara, that's going to be a violation of shvisas behema. He's the owner. If he owns it, there's no iser for a guy to do malacha. Not only can a guy do malacha, a guy has to do malacha on Shabbos. A guy Shabbos is chayv misa, and his animals can do malacha. So v'nevin, let the animal do malacha. Give it to zav nakanya. Once you sold it to the guy, it's his. So there's no iser of shvisas behema. And says Gemara, gzerim mishum she'elu mishum schirus. If we allow you to sell a behema gasa, we're concerned that you might also, meaning when you have a business where you sell used cars, it's inevitable that you're going to soon start a business where you lease the cars as well. So you'll come to lend them and to rent them, and then it's still going to be the behema of the Jew. It's still going to belong to the maskir, but the guy's going to have it in his rishos on Shabbos, and he's going to do malacha with it on Shabbos, and that's going to be a violation of shvisas behema. So says Mara, she'ila kanya va'agra kanya. So ask the Gemara, but when he borrows it, isn't he kona it? When he rents it, isn't he kona it? Meaning, what do you mean? He's going to rent it and then do malach with that behema, and that's going to be your violation of shvisas behema because you're the real owner? You're not the real owner. Schirus is kona. When he rents it, he becomes the real owner of the behema. So during that time, during the period of time, the duration of his rental, it's his to do as he pleases with it. So it's not a violation of shvisas behema. The Rashi writes, how do I know that he's kona? Because what happens if an ones happens to the animal? He's responsible for an ones. So that's an indication that he's the owner. Because only the owner is responsible for an ones. Meaning if I own something and then lightning strikes and destroys it, I can't blame anybody else, right? I mean, that obviously is going to be whoever owns it takes the loss on such a thing. So that's how Rashi writes. Now the Rivash writes in the Chuvin, Simon Chav Dalid, that would work for She'ela, but for Schirus, a Socher is Pater from Onsim, so he's not Chayiv in Onsim. So, and yet we're still assuming that Schirus is Kona as well, so it's hard to understand that would be the explanation of why it's Kona, but be that as it may, the Gemara says, what's the reason you're not allowed to sell a Behema Gasa to an Ovid Chavim? It's because you might come to rent or lend a Behema Gasa to an Ovid Chavim, and when you do that, he might use it on Shabbos, and that's going to be your violation of Shvisas Behema. And the Gemara just asked, that doesn't seem to make much sense, because if he uses it, it's nobody's violation of Shvisas Behema, because he's not, it's his animal. So Ella Amar Rami Breda Rav Yeva, this leads the Gemara to go through a different path. What's the reason you're not allowed to sell a Behema Gasa to Novacham? Gzeira Mishum Nisyone. It's a Gzeira Midrabanan that he might take it for a test drive to see if it goes well. So he's going to start working with the animal just to test it out before he rents it, before he borrows it, before he buys it. Sometimes the Jewish person is going to want to sell it to a Nachri, Samuch Lishkia Sachama Demale Shabbata, late in the day on Erev Shabbos, Va'amarle, and after Shkia, the non Jew is going to tell the Jew, Tanasya Neale, let me just give it a test run, let me give it a test drive, and I'm going to put a package on it, and I want to see if it's able to schlep things around really well. And the animal is going to hear its master's voice, meaning the Jewish person's voice, and it's going to go on account of having heard its Jewish owner's voice. So sounds like that the Jew is not actually telling the animal to go, because you don't have to be choshesh that the Jew is going to do that. That's a real malacha on Shabbos, to do be mechamer b'Shabbos. What it means is that the behemah is going to, matter of fact, you know, by chance, is going to hear the voice of the Jew when he's negotiating or talking to the non-Jew, and even though the Jew is not intending to make the animal go, but it's psikreshe. So therefore, v'nichale datezal, the Gemara says, and it's a psikreshe v'nichale, because you want it to go to demonstrate to to the potential non-Jewish customer what this animal is capable of. Oh, psikresha de nichalei, for that you're chayiv chatas. If it wasn't nichalei, then there would be no chayiv chatas, there would be no iser. All of that is explained by the Rivash. V'avalei mechamer achar behemto b'shabbos, and this would be a violation of mechamer. V'amechamer achar behemto b'shabbos chayiv chatas. A person who causes his animal to do work by use of his voice is called mechamer, and you're chayiv chatas for being mechamer achar behemto b'shabbos. So in order to prevent you from violating that iser, Chazal say, you know what? You're never allowed to sell a behema gasa to a nachri. Unbelievable. What kind of gzeira? That you're never, ever allowed to sell a behema to a nachri, because it might happen that it's going to be late in the day on Erev Shabbos when you're selling the behema, and he's pumped right after Shabbos starts, going to want to take it for a test drive. Because of that case, they assert any sale of a behema gasa to an oved chavim. Now, what is the iser of mechamer? So the pasuk says, v'yomashvi Shabbos Hashem elkechel osaschal melachat, etc., v'sharcha v'chamercha v'chal behemtecha. And the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufim, Gimel, and Beis darshins that you're not that any malacha that's done by the person and behema together is going to be an iser, meaning the behema is carrying the masa and the person is mechamer achareha. He's next to the donkey and encouraging it to go. There is a machlokas amoraim whether there's a chiyuv chatos for mechamer, meaning is that a malacha or is that an iser, a separate iser of Shabbos? So there is a machlokas. Our Gemara clearly assumes that there is a chiyuv chatos, because the Gemara says hamechamer achar behemto b'shabbos chayiv chatos. So it's assuming like one sad in that discussion in Masechta Shabbos. Now Tosfos raises the kasha, why does the Gemara have to say the Yisr Mechamer? Forget about Mechamer, we were just talking about Shvisas Behema. Meaning, isn't it anyway Asr Mishum Shvisas Behema? When the guy takes this animal for a test drive on Shabbos, and there's no Schirus, there's no She'ela, there's no sale, nothing has happened. It's your animal, it's the Jew's animal. Isn't that a violation of Shvisas Behema anyway? So Tosfos says that since it's such a Chashash Rachok, that you're going to sell it to him, Dafka Bein HaShmashel, Erev Shabbos, and that's when he's going to take it for a test run. In order for Chazal to make a gezeira on account of such a far-fetched possibility, Tosfos writes, it has to be that it's far-fetched, but the risk of failure is a high-stakes risk. So if we're only Shvisas Behema, that's an Isra essay. Okay, you know, it's bad, but it's an Isra essay. But if it's Chayiv Chatos, ooh, that's much, much worse. So because it's such a high-stakes kind of situation, that's why Chazal made a gezeira, even though it's such a low risk kind of a gzeira. Okay, so says the Gemara, but wait a second. We just rejected the first approach that the reason you're not allowed to sell a behema gasa was because you might come to lend it to him or rent it to him and he's going to work with it on Shabbos. And we said that doesn't make any sense because schirus is kanya. So says the Gemara, maskefla Rav Shisha Brei Dravidi uschirus mi kanya? Is that true? When he rents the animal, he becomes the owner of the animal? Vatnan, but don't we have a Mishnah in Daf Chaf Aleph that you're not allowed to rent a house to a guy in Eretz Yisrael because you might come to sell him the house, and that's an Isra of Losi Chaneim, to give him Chaniya Bekarka. But in Chutz Laretz, you're allowed to rent a house to an achri, and the Mishnah says, "Af b'makom shomru lahaskir." Even in Chutz Laretz, where you're allowed to rent a house to an achri, lo lebeis dira amru, you're not allowed to rent it as a beis dira. Because in his house, the nachri will often bring avodah zara, and there is an isra in the Torah of lo savi toeva al beisecha to not allow avodah zara into your house. Avodah zara, you know, we often don't think of avodah zara as like a common issue, but to the extent that there are avodah chavim around us, it's still are involved in Avodah Zarah, we do have Avodah Zarah Shailas that come up all the time, especially summer vacation. I'm getting questions with people who are, you know, in Vatican City and things like that, right? So the serious Avodah Zarah Shailas come up all the time. So someone said that they asked Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, I don't know if I mentioned this recently, that they asked Rav Aaron Lichtenstein about going into a church. Someone just asked me actually 20 minutes ago about going into a church for a concert or something. So they asked Rav Aaron Lichtenstein about going into a church. And he said, considering the literature in the poskim about whether during the Holocaust you're allowed to go into a church in order to save your own life or not, it's hard to imagine that you can go in for a concert, you know, or for something like that. But anyway, the Ovdei Kochavim would bring the Avodah Zarah into their own house. So you can't rent the house to the Ovdei Kochavim because he's going to bring it into your house. But if you're going to assume that Schirus is Kona, who cares that he brings it into the house? It's not your house, it's his house. He's bringing it into his own house. So isn't that a raya that Schirus is Lo Kanya? And so Gemara, Avodzar is different. It's just more chamur, and therefore they were extra machmir. That even though schirus is kanya, and even though it's really his house, but since everyone knew it as your house and still knows, oh, that's the house that Goldberg rents out, right? Meaning it's that they know it by the Jewish person, even though in a chinami the socher is really kona the house and it belongs to O'Reilly. It doesn't belong to Goldberg at this time, but nevertheless, lo savi toevel besecha is serious enough that we're still choshesh. But wait, even in principle, are you sure that schirus is kona? Va'atanan, but don't we have a mishnah meseches trumos Yisrael shasachar para me kohen? If Yisrael rented a cow from a kohen, even though the Jew has to is responsible for the mazonos of the para yachilena kashi, even though the non kohen, the Yisrael, everyone's Jewish, but even though the non kohen is responsible for the for feeding the para yachilena kashi ne truma, he can give it truma. Meaning, let's say he has truma. Why? His maternal grandfather was a kohen, so there's truma around the house because Zaidi has some truma. So since this behema really belongs to the kohen, it's allowed to eat truma because a kohen, not only is he allowed to eat truma, his wife, his children, his animals, or his whole household is allowed to eat truma. So when the Yisrael rents it from the kohen, he can feed it truma because it's still the kohen's animal. The kohen shesachar parami Yisrael, and if a kohen rents the cow from Yisrael, afal pisha mazono seha alav, even though the kohen is responsible for feeding it, lo yachil anakashine truma, he cannot feed it truma. Why? Because it's still the Yisrael's animal. It's the maskir's animal. It's not the socher's animal. But if you're going to argue that schirus is kona, why could a kohen who's the socher not feed a truma? After all, it's his para. And by the same token, why would the Yisrael be allowed to feed a truma when he's the socher? After all, it's the Yisrael's para. Schirus lo kanya. So don't you see that schirus is not kona? And therefore, when someone is maskir a para to a guy, and the guy does malacha with it, the Yisrael is in violation of Shvisas Behema. Ah, v'hash, the amrit, schirus lokanya, gzerim mishum schirus, gzerim mishum shele, gzerim mishum nisyone. We bring back the first answer, meaning the first answer as to why it's aser to sell a behema gasa to an ovid chavim is a viable answer. We thought we had rejected that answer. It's a viable answer. The answer is because we're afraid you're going to lend it or rent it to him, and he's going to be using it on Shabbos, and that's going to be a violation of Shvisas Behema. We thought to reject it, that once he rents it, it's his. No, when he rents it, it's not his. Schirus lo kanya. Still belongs to the Jew. So therefore, there are two answers that to the reason as to why it's aser to rent a Behema gasa to an ovchavim, because number one is Shvisas Behema, if you rent it to him or lend it to him, and number two, a concern of Mechamer, if you're selling it to him and he takes it for a test drive right after Shabbos begins. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to tell a couple of stories where Amoraim seem to have ignored this halacha. Ravada Sharil is Buni Chamara Aida de Safsira. Ravada allowed a Jew to sell a Chamar to a non-Jew using a Safsira. Safsira means like a broker. And he explained why, once you have a broker to sell the animal through, does it make it okay? Because he if your concern is that the guy is going to take it for a test drive, the guy is going to take it for a test drive, and when the guy is taking it for a test drive, the animal is going to hear the Jewish owner's voice, and it's going to go, being motivated by its owner's voice. He doesn't know the broker's voice. The animal only knows its real owner's voice, so there's no concern, and the real owner is nowhere to be found. And if it's a concern of shelus chirus, that you're going to rent it to him, you can lend it to him, he's going to use it on Shabbos, and it's going to be a violation of shvisas beim. Well, he's a broker. He doesn't have the right to rent it or to lend it. He's only a broker. He has a right to sell it. So he's not going to rent it or lend it. And furthermore, if he's a broker who's supposed to sell it, the last thing he would want to do is lend it out or rent it, because then during the period of the rental or the loan, the nachri may discover a mum that will discourage him from wanting to buy it. And the broker is there to sell something. So that's why the Rav Adda was not concerned about selling a behema gasa through a broker. A second story, Rav Huna Zabinahi Parah Lovin Chavim. Rav Huna himself sold a para to an Ovid Chavim. Amalei Rav Chista. So Rav Chista said, my time of Marachi. How could you do such a thing? It's a Mishnah that you're not allowed to sell a behema gasa to an Ovid Chavim. Amalei Emer L'shchita Zabinah. Rav Huna says, because I know that I can assume that he wanted a shecht, that he was not going to use it to do any malacha with it, and therefore none of the reasons are apply. She says behema doesn't apply and mechamer doesn't apply because I know he wanted to use it just to shecht it and eat the meat. How do you know that you could say on a matter of lifnei iver that maybe he's not going to do an issur with it, maybe he's going to use it for mitzvahs and meisim tovim? So the Tanan, after all, the Mishnah says beishami omrim lo yimkar adam para hachoreshes. A person is not allowed to sell to someone who is not observant of the laws of Shemitah a cow that does charisha, that plows bishvias during the Shemitah year, because you have to be choshish that, you know, this is a person who is not trusted to observe the halachos of Shemitah. He's going to violate the halachos of Shemitah with a cow that does Harisha. Or Beisilil Matirim Neshiyach L'Shochta. Beisilil says, no, Mechitesi, that he's going to plow with it. Maybe he's just going to shecht it and use it for dinner that night. And therefore, you could be Tola L'Kula, which is exactly what Rav Huna did, right? Rav Huna sold this para to an Ovid Chavim, and he said that the reason it's Mutter is because I can assume that he's going to do something Mutter with it, that he's not going to do Malacha and Shabbos with it. So where did Rav Huna get that from? He got it from Beisilil, because Beisilil said that you're allowed to sell an animal that could be used to work during Shemitah, because you could assume that's not what the guy is using it for. The guy is buying it just to eat it. So Amar Rabba, Rabba says, me dummy, how can you compare those two cases to one another? The case of the Shemitah, where Beis Hillel allows selling it, and the case of selling a Beis Magasa to an Ovid Chavim. Hasam ein od mitzuvah shvi'is b'emtah b'shvi'is. Over there, no one is mitzuvah shvi'is behema during Shemitah. So when you sell a behema to someone who's chashid, there's no chashash of you violating anything other than lifnei iver. So as far as lifnei iver is concerned, you could be tola lahakel. But over here, when you sell your behema to a guy, adam mitzuvah shvisas behem to b'shabbos, a person is mitzuvah shvisas behem on Shabbos. So it's not only lifnei iver we're worried about. We're worried about you're going to violate an iser. You're going to violate mechamer. You're going to violate shvisas behema. Mehichi tesi that we are tola lahakel on those Surim as well, meaning when it comes to Lifnei Iver, as long as there's a mutter way to use it, it's not a violation of Lifnei Iver. I once asked Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, someone told me that they were in a Beis Medrash once, and a guy walked by down the aisle of the Beis Medrash, and a pack of cigarettes fell out of the guy's pocket. So my friend, who was sitting in the Beis Medrash, wanted to know, should he be Meshev Aveda? Right? Should he return the Aveda of the cigarettes? Or is it Lifnei Iver? You're giving him something that, according to all poskim, I think nowadays, maybe there are some Hasidish poskim that say otherwise, at least based on my trip to Woodburn today, it seems that there must be Hasidish poskim that say otherwise, but almost all Litvish poskim today say that it's absolutely forbidden to smoke. So how to smoke a cigarette? So how can you give it back to him? So Rav Zilberstein had such a wild chiddush. He said, now, there's an issur to smoke a lot of cigarettes. Maybe he only smokes one cigarette a week, and that probably doesn't harm your health, and therefore that's probably not asur, and you could be told that it's not lifnei iver because he's only going to smoke one a week. That's hard to imagine. But anyway, so says the Gemara. Amalei Abayis. Abayis says Rabba v'kol heicha da'adu mitzuvah. And anytime a person is mitzuvah in something himself, that it's not only a violation of lifnei iver, but it's something that the person himself is mitzuvah aser. It's going to be aser. You're not allowed to be told lahakel. V'arei sada da'adu mitzuvah al shvi'is sadeu b'shvi'is. What about a field where you do have to leave your field unworked during Shemitah, meaning it is your responsibility, in addition to lifnei iver, you have an obligation to leave your field unworked, utna, and yet the brisa, we have a brisa, it should really be vitanya probably, that beishami omrim lo yimkar, that's what the Gilyon on the side said, lo beishami omrim lo yimkar adam sadanir b'shviyas, that beishami says, you're not allowed to sell to a Jew who's chashud on violating the dinim of Shemitah, a plowed field during Shemitah, because we assume once it's plowed, he's going to plant it. So it's a violation of Lifnei Iver. Ubeisil Matirim Neshi Yachla Hovira. And Beisil says, nah, you could sell it to him, because it could be that he's going to leave it unplanted this year, and he's going to plant it the next year. So you see that Beisil is willing to be Tola Lekula, even when there's a din of Shvisa on you, even when it's not just a Lifnei Iver issue. It's Shvisa Sadeyu. So it says, Gemara, Maskar Avashi, Kalecha Din Adam Mitzuv Shari. Wait, do you mean to tell me? I'll ask Vaiter, he says, another Kasha and Rabbah. You mean to tell me that there's a klal that when a person himself is not Mitzuva in anything other than Lifnei Iver, that you could be Tola Lahakel from a Lifnei Iver perspective and assume that the guy's going to use it for Mitzvah Samaisim Tovim and not for an Avera? Vare Kalim, what about Kalim that are used for plowing? Deinot Mitzvah Shvisas Kalim B'Shvias. During Shemitah, there's no din called Shvisas Kalim. There's Shvisas Soda, there's no din called Shvisas Kalim. Utnan, yet the Mishnah Masecha Shvias tells us, Eilin Kalim She'enot Rashai L'mokram B'Shvias. The following are the Kalim that a person is not allowed to sell on Shemitah because to someone who's chashud on Shvius, hamachareish of a kol kelah, the plow and all of its kelim, all the yoke on the animal, the hamizra and the mizra, which is some other type of kli that they use to separate one part of the wheat from the other, the hadeker and the shovel, those kelim are miyucha to do avodos harasar to do during Shemitah. So even though a person is not Mitzuva and Shvisas Kalim, but we're not Tola Lahakel, we assume that this is Aser, so don't tell me that it's just automatic, that whenever the issue is only Lifnei Iver, we're Tola Lahakel. Whenever the issue is more than Lifnei Iver, we're not Tola Lahakel. Not true. That doesn't seem to be the case. Elam Ravashi says, you know what, we're making the wrong chilik. The chilik is not whether you have any personal tzivoy other than Lifnei Iver. Rather, the chilik is Kol Heicha where there's something to be tola in, like a cow, where he might not be using it to work, he might be using it to shecht. Plenty of people shecht cows, or a field that's plowed. There are plenty of people that leave their field unplanted for a year to give it a rest or whatever. So even though you're mitzuva on shvisas behema and you're mitzuva on shvisas sadeu b'shvias, you could be tola lahakel. But whenever there's nothing to be tola on, so then you cannot be tola. Like the kalim, these are kalim whose only use is to do work that's usher during Shemitah. Why does he want to borrow it now? Why doesn't he wait till next year? Elamai, he's going to use it. There's nothing else to be tola. Avgav deinu mitzuvah. So even though there's no din called shvisas kalim, even from a lifnei iver perspective, it's problematic if you have nothing else to be tola. So the summary of that in lemaskana sagamara is that when it comes to lending or renting or selling things to someone who you suspect might be doing an isser with that thing, if there's a reasonable chance that he's not doing an isser with that thing, then it is fine. If there is no reasonable chance that he's not doing an isser with that thing, then it is not fine. Then it does make a difference whether what you're violating is purely lifnei iver or you're violating something more direct like shvisas behema or shvisas sadehu. So now the Gemara discusses selling a behema gasa to a Jew, but who might turn around and sell it to an Ovid Chavim. So Rabbah Zabinahu Chamrili Yisrael HaChashul Dimkar L'Ovid Chavim. Rabbah sold a donkey to a Jew who was chashed to sell it to an Ovid Chavim. Now a Chamar, no one shechts. You can't be tolel b'shchita. So Abayi challenged Rabbah, my time of Marhachi, why did you do that? Why did you sell this Chamar? Amalei Anali Yisrael Zabin. He said, I don't even understand the question. The Isser in the Mishnah, he's not allowed to sell to an Ovid Chavim. I sold it to a Jew, a card-carrying Jew. His mother was Jewish, his grandmother was Jewish. I don't even know what you're talking about. So Abayi said back to him, V'ha'azil ha'mazabin le'lovid chavim. Yeah, but his business is that he goes and he turns around and he sells it to an ovid chavim. So Rabbi responded right back, really? That's his business? Lovid chavim kamazabin le'yisrael lo kamazabin? He's such an anti-Semite that he only, this Jewish person, only sells to ovid chavim? He doesn't sell to Jewish people? Of course he sells to Jewish people also. So why would I be choshed that my animal is pumped going to be sold to an Novid Chavim. It's probably going to be sold to Israel. Not a problem. Say Isvei Sabayi challenges Rabba from the following brisa. Mokum Shnagulim Karbei Madaka Lukutim Mochrin. In a place where the minig is that they sell a behema daka to Ukuti, you're allowed to sell a behema daka to Ukuti. The Shalolim Kar Ein Mochrin. In a place where the minig is not to sell, then you're not allowed to sell. Now, my taima, why is there a place where there's a minig not to sell a behema daka to Ukuti? Maybe you're going to tell me because the kuti is chashed on bestiality, but that's not true. Are kutim chashed on such things? Vatanya, doesn't the Brisa tell us? That you're not allowed to leave your animal by an Ovid Kochavim, regardless of gender of your animal and regardless of the gender of the Ovid Kochavim, right? I mean, now with the Chashash, you understand by all of them except for Nekevos, Seitzel, Nekevos. Why by Nekevos? What kind of Revia could there be by Nekevos, Seitzel, Nekevos? It's anatomically impossible. So the concern is that since there's so much Znus among the Ovdei Kochavim of those times, there's a concern that a lot of other people, a lot of men are going to be around wherever this woman is, and if the man comes home and he doesn't see the woman there, he'll just take the animal instead. So that's why there's a chashash revia on all of those things. And you're not allowed to give your animal to a shepherd of that's an Ovdei Kochavim. And you're not allowed to have yichud with them, because meaning you yourself should not be alone with them, even a male with another male, because the Ovid Chav male wants to kill you and he might murder you. And you should not trust him with your children. To teach him whatever chachmor, to teach him whatever trade. But when it comes to Ukuti, apparently we're not worrying about Revia. You're allowed to give your behemoth for them to watch. Regardless, even if it's opposite gender animal to the kuti, vein sarach lomer zechar meisel zechar mekevus and it's on kevus. And certainly, if it's the same gender, umos from behemel roish shalen, and you could give your animal to a kuti who is a shepherd, miyach denimaim, and the kuti is not going to kill you, so you can have yichud with him, umos from them tinok lam do sefer lam do umnus, and you could trust him with your kids. But bottom line is, amal lo chashidi, you see clearly in the brisa that the kuti is not chashud on revia, and yet the brisa says that selling a behema daka to a kuti is dependent on minag, and that a behema gasa absolutely cannot be sold to a kuti. Why? Must be, if the kuti himself is not going to do anything, why can't you sell your behema daka to him when in a place where the minag is not to? What's the problem? What's he going to do with it? You know what he's going to do with it? He'll turn around and sell it to an Ovid Chavim. So you see that you're not allowed to sell it not only to the Ovid Chavim himself, but you're not even allowed to sell it to someone who will turn around and sell it to an Ovid Chavim. Checkmate, Rabba, you sold the behema to a Jew, and you said, what did I do? I just sold it to a Jew. There's no din, you're not allowed to sell it to a Jew. Nah, if he's going to turn around and sell it to an Ovid Chavim, it is a problem. There is a din. Va'otanya, and I'll pile on Rabba. There's another brisa against Rabba. Ein rochelam lo zayin v'lo klei zayin, you're not allowed to sell weapons of war, nor things that help those weapons, like a handle for a sword or something. Vein mashchizin lan esazayin, and you're not allowed to sharpen their weapons. Vein mochan lan losadin, you're not allowed to sell them a footstool. Not a footstool. Whatever they chain the feet with for prisoners when they take prisoners of war. Velo kalarin, you're not allowed to sell them chains. Velo kavalim, and not thick ropes. And not chains of iron, meaning things that they're going to use in war. You're not allowed to sell echrov v'chom v'echr kuti. And that's true whether you sell it to a guy or whether you sell it to a kuti. My taima, why can't you sell those things to a kuti? If you're going to tell me because we assume that the kuti is going to murder people, but umichashidi, is that true? We just said umiachdinimahin, that you could be alone with them and you don't have to worry, they're not murdering you. Oh, it must be the whole concern concern is that he's going to turn around and sell it to another chavim. So you see that you're not allowed to sell something to somebody who will, anything that you're not allowed to sell to an Ovid Chavim, you're not allowed to sell to somebody who will turn around and sell it to an Ovid Chavim. So Rabbah, your sale of that chamor to Yisrael was not okay, because he's going to turn around and sell it to an Ovid Chavim. V'chitema, maybe you're going to be mechalik and you're going to say, kuti lo avid tshuva. No, kuti is unlikely to do tshuva, because Yisrael lo avid tshuva, meaning maybe he'll tell me, look, I'm not allowed to sell it to a kuti, because a kuti who has a history of selling such things to Ovdei Chavim will in all likelihood continue to do so. But a Yisrael who has a history of selling such things to Ovdei Chavim, you have to assume, part of being Dan Lekav Schus, you have to assume that a Yisrael is going to do tshuva. And therefore, you're allowed to sell it to Yisrael, because even though in the past he's always sold these things to Ovdei Chavim, probably now he's going to do tshuva, and he's not going to continue to do so. But Vam Rav Nachman, Vam Rav Baravua, Kederuk Shamru Asur Limkor Lo Avid Chavim, Kach Asur Limkor Li Yisrael Achashur Limkor Lo Avid Chavim. But wait, Rav Nachman, Vam Rav Baravua says, just like we say that you're not allowed to sell to an Ovid Chavim, you're also not allowed to sell to a Jew who is chashur to sell to an Ovid Chavim. Apparently, we do not assume that he's going to do tshuva pumped at this time when you're selling this thing. So Rabbah realized he made a mistake, and he wanted to get the chamor back from the Jew that he had sold it to. He admitted in the end, Itaka was a checkmate. He realized he messed up. So Rabbah ran after the Jew that he had sold it to, three parsaos, Vigadami parsa b'chalon. Some say it was only one parsa, but he was running in sand, and running in sand is not easy. Velo adruche, and he was not able to catch up with him. So it ended up in the hands of this Yisrael, and Rabbah just had to hope, I guess, that the Yisrael would not turn around and sell it to an Ovid Chavim. Let's do the next little shtickle. Amr of Dimi Barab, Kedarach Shasalim Kalav Chavim, Asalim Kalav Listim Yisrael. Just like you're not allowed to sell weapons to Novi Chavim, you're also not allowed to sell to Listim Yisrael. Say, hey, Chidami, what exactly are these Listim? Idu Chashu de Katil, if these Listim are people who are murderers, or at least Chashu of being murderers, Pshita, Hainu Novi Chavim. Of course, you're not allowed to sell weapons to a murderer. That's the same as selling to Novi Chavim, who's Chashu to be a murderer. Vita Lo Katil, and if you have no reason to suspect that they're killing anybody, am I low? Why can't you sell them a weapon? I mean, you're allowed to sell a weapon to someone who's going to use it for self-defense, right? And he's not going to use it for murdering. So the olam telo katil. No, we're talking about someone who's not chashur on retzicha. V'hach mayaskinan b'mashmota. But over here we're talking about a type of a bandit, a robber, who tries to surreptitiously and secretly steal people's money. But zim david atzuli nafshe. Sometimes people stand up for themselves. They catch him red-handed, and then they confront him. And in that confrontation, he might turn around and kill them. And you will have been the one that sold the weapon that's going to kill an innocent victim of this listim. So he's not someone who likes to go around murdering. He only likes to go around stealing. But he'll murder if he needs to in self-defense. And you don't want to be the one that sold him that weapon. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up four lines from the bottom of the page at Tanu Rabbanan. Everyone have a wonderful evening.